People often associate Abraham Lincoln with the state of Illinois, or perhaps his birthplace in Kentucky. But what state is the farthest west he ever traveled? The answer is today's edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Peter Duncan explains why Abraham Lincoln decided to make a journey to Troy, Kansas.
He was actually invited by a relative of his wife, Mark Delahaye, who lived in Leavenworth. Lincoln accepted his offer to come and make speaking engagements along the way.
He made several speeches in northeastern Kansas, but his reason for coming here may have had to do with Lincoln's friend John Calhoun. Calhoun was working in Kansas as a surveyor, but died suddenly on a trip back to Illinois. It was believed he had been poisoned.
When Mr. Lincoln visited Troy, he stopped at the historical house here in Troy. It was occupied by an attorney by the name of Sidney Tennant. He stopped to visit with Mr. Tennant to get any information that he might have as to why his friend Mr. Calhoun died suddenly.
Lincoln's speeches in Kansas served as a place to test messages before his presidential run in 1860. Interestingly, only one comment was recorded in the town's newspaper regarding Lincoln's speech here the afternoon of December 1st, 1859.
He had never heard such an eloquent speech given, and he commented and praised Mr. Lincoln for his eloquent speech that he gave.
But the lackluster praise may have been because this was a pro-slavery county. Anyone praising Lincoln might face dire consequences. It's said this was Lincoln's farthest journey west in his life, and the home where he made that stop is preserved for visitors to come and see yet today. Traveling the countryside in Troy, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.